Well, hello. Welcome to Alpha Shift Radio. I'm David Kruger with another episode for you. We have got some fun in store today. Things are a little bit busy around the Alpha Shift. I'm getting ready to move the Shift and my two other websites, online businesses, over to a new service that is knocking my socks off. I'm going to put a link to it in the comments below. It's called Groove Funnels. And it's put together by some of the best internet marketers in the business. And the service and the prices are unbelievable. I'm leaving my old platform, Kajabi, and moving on to this. So for those of you who subscribe to the emails and who visit the website and read the blog, there will be a bit of a service interruption as I move things over and rebuild the sites. But the podcast and the YouTube channel will continue uninterrupted, and I've got plans for both of those. This week in the news, I'm a little late to the party, but we're going to talk today about the thing that everyone in dating and men's issues has been talking about for the last week. My girl, Tommy Lahren, Fox News anchor. She's a beautiful young girl, just about to turn 28 years old. I remember five years ago when she was on The Blaze with Glenn Beck, doing her final thoughts with Tommy. And this girl knocked my socks off. Cute blonde, smart as a whip, ripping liberals and social justice warriors to shreds. I would watch her and it'd be like, go Tommy, go Tommy, go Tommy. And forgot about her for a few years. I've been busy with other things. And about a week ago, she did what Suzanne Venker calls an internet screed, just a nasty rant about men. And I know some of you think a good traditional conservative woman, or a woman who calls herself conservative and says, I'm not a feminist, is a good thing, but a lot of times, guys, it's the same thing. We're going to go through, it's a 15-minute rant. We're going to go through most of it. I'm going to play it. For those of you watching the video, we're going to play it, and I'm going to stop it at some points for comment. And I'm going to point out to you why Tommy and her friends are having so many problems with men, why women like this will always have problems with men, what men and women can do about this, and where to go, you know, from there. There are a lot of millennial women are just killing it in the career marketplace. They're graduating from college at a higher rate than men. They are getting advanced degrees, doctors and lawyers. I mean, they're outpacing their contemporary men. For what reason, I don't know. Because what makes a woman happy is partnership, marriage, children, nurturing, the growth and propagation of life. I mean, I'm not going to get weird on you, but that's pretty much what the feminine is. But modern feminism has turned women into men, and they are very empowered and very strong and very masculine in their energy and very miserable, as we're about to see. So we're going to look at 28-year-old Tommy from, hold on a second, I've got a few notes on Tommy. Born, she's 28 years old, she's from Rapid City, South Dakota, began her career in 2014. On OANN News in San Diego. From there, she went to The Blaze, and from there onto Fox News. It's a hell of a career trajectory. But as we're going to see, that doesn't particularly matter to men. Let's take a look at what Tommy has to say.
What's up? I'm going to let you guys trickle in before I start talking, because this is important. So, waiting for you guys to get here. So, normally I do final thoughts and I do Instagram lives and I do rants about politics. There's plenty to talk about in politics right now. Do it every day. It's a great time. But something as of recently has been on my mind, and I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better. So with that being said, this is a PSA for all the men out there and all the boys who think they're men, but they're actually boys. This is going to be the summer of canceling boys. Now, from my own personal experiences and the experiences of all of my friends, which range in age from 24 to 36, we've all got issues. Now, I will also say this. All of my friends are attractive. All of my friends are successful. All of my friends have something going on. Almost every single one of them have an issue with men. And you have to start looking at that and thinking, if an age range of that many people, including myself, living really all over the country and being blonde, brunette, short hair, long hair, I mean, tan, super white, super pale. I mean, these women range in every body type and everything. They're all successful. They're all intelligent. They're all good people. But if all of these women, including myself, are having issues, then I have to think it might not be us. It might be you. It might be men. It might be men. Now, I've often talked about the pussification of America and how men are no longer men. I talked to my mom about this a lot, and she says, well, maybe it's just the guys in Texas. Maybe it's just the guys.
All right, we're going to stop Tommy right there for a minute. She talks about something that we talk about, the pussification of men. Yes, it's true. Yes, a lot of men are not doing what they need to be doing. But the inverse of that is that women, just as Tommy said, they have a lot going on, they're very successful, and they're good people. Well, what Tommy and her friends from 24 to 36, or whatever she said, don't know, or don't seem to comprehend, is that no one cares about your success. No one cares that you're an anchor on Fox News. No one cares that you're a multimillionaire. In fact, it's probably an impediment to a good relationship. Because while we do have a problem with some men being pussified, maybe not doing what they need to be doing, not being the man as they're supposed to be, there's no way a man is going to want to do that with someone like you, Tommy. There is no way. No man who has success, who has money, who has created himself, who is self-determined. No one's going to put up with this. Let's go a little further and see what Tommy's got to say.
It is not just the guys in Los Angeles, Nashville, Dallas, and they're not any better in the Midwest. They, quite frankly, I think they're trash all over this country in the age range of about 20 to, I think, about 55, maybe even 60.
Wonderful attitude, isn't it? All men are trash. What does that make you think of when you hear that? Ladies, too. I know a lot of ladies listen to this podcast. What does that evoke in you? Sounds to me like a spoiled child, a spoiled, entitled child showing her true colors. Let's continue.
A lot of men are trash. A lot of men don't know how to treat women. A lot of men don't know how to really, quite frankly, pull their heads out of the sand and pay attention. So I am going to help you. And these are some of the things that I've experienced, and these are some of the things my friends have experienced. I'm just going to lay a few things out. They haven't all happened to me. Some of them have just happened to my friends. A lot of them have happened to me. So the first thing, and I've made notes, by the way. I've made notes. This is how invested I am in this, because I've been thinking about this for about 2 weeks solid now. First question for men. If you like a girl, if you're even somewhat interested in a girl, you need to ask yourself this question. Are you single? No, I don't mean, are you kind of single, seeing five people, dating somebody, still kind of in a relationship, kind of broken up, kind of on again, off again, kind of married, kind of...
Okay. Who is she describing? She's lecturing to men that you have to be single and available. She is describing Chad. She is describing Tyrone. She is describing the very kind of high-value male that she herself described in a 2015 interview as the ideal man. She said she wanted, and I believe I'm quoting, a guy who is rugged, strong, handsome, and can support her and makes a lot of money. Let me tell you about the rugged, strong, handsome guy who could, if he wanted, support a woman. He's enjoying his time. He's dating women like this left and right. He's got a lot of names in the Rolodex, as they say. Nobody has Rolodexes anymore. It's all programmed into the iPhone. You know, why is he going to settle on one whiny woman when he can bag and tag all of them? You know, I mean, everybody has their place on the hierarchy of the sexual marketplace. Tommy wants this mythical guy who's, you know, the combination of the nice guy provider and the badass alpha male Chad Tyrone guy who's just super handsome and confident. You know, it's like you want it, it's like you've been entitled, you've been brought up to think that you can just have it all. Well, you can't. You know, your relationships are only going to be as good as the value that you bring to them. What works is when you have a man and a woman who are both giving to each other, taking care of each other. But when you say, as she is about to say in this video, about I have standards and I demand this, I demand that, you will get nothing. You will take your pretty face and your Fox News popularity and you will date these handsome guys and they will not call you back because they don't need to call you back. They've got another girl to call. Let's continue.
Find a divorce. Are you actually single, single? That means single. You have nobody. You have no complications. You have no attachments. You are actually single. That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked. And ladies, you should be asking it, because in 2020, it's not a given anymore that a guy that's actively pursuing you is actually single. So that's the first thing.
The guy who's actively pursuing you, Tommy, is the guy who knows he can get laid. I don't think anybody who's looking for love and marriage and a good wife is going to have any interest in you. Just saying.
That I think is very important, that men don't seem to understand. There are very few women out there, and I'm speaking from personal experience as well as from all of my friends and all the women, quite frankly, that I talk to. There is not a woman out there that wants to be your pen pal. She doesn't want to get your texts, your good morning texts, your good night texts, your random through the day texts, if they don't follow up with a plan to actually, here's the kicker, in person, hang out. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, it's COVID. People can't hang out in person. This has not been a 4-month problem. This is
sexual marketplace value. He's only got so many hours in the day, and there's only so many women, Tommy. He's keeping you on the line for a late night hookup, maybe a 2 a.m. swing by your house for a blowjob kind of thing. Got it?
This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men. Women do not want a pen pal. We don't want a texting pal. We quite frankly don't care if you text us all day or if you don't text us at all. If you're not going to make a plan to actually see us in person, not interested. And if you do have a woman out there that just wants to be your pen pal, it's probably because she has a boyfriend or a husband or a wife.
Bingo. Bingo, honey. You just figured it out. Bingo.
But that also leads me to my second point. This is going to be backwards for you guys. Make plans. Make a plan. Do not assume that you can text somebody randomly in the middle of the day, what are you doing? Or text them at midnight or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or even just within hours of when you actually want to see them and think that they're going to be available. I personally, once I get home and I take my makeup off and I'm watching TV.
This demanding, entitled child wants to be courted like she's the queen of I don't know what. Or like she's the softest, most wonderful, life-affirming woman that any man would want. You get the treatment you deserve, Tommy. And you're not going to be treated better by shaming all of these boy men, as you call them, or by demanding better treatment. The only thing you're going to end up with is alone on the couch with a cat.
So if you didn't make a plan earlier in the day, or better yet, a day or two or three in advance, I'm not interested. I don't want to hang out anymore because that ship has sailed. Make a plan. I want to hang out with you at this time. It doesn't have to even be a date. I want to see you at this time. Are you free at this time? Or when are you free? I will accommodate my schedule to see you. When are you free? I want to see you. I know it's not rocket science, but men of 2020, it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out. And I'm not a feminist, so please don't take this as a feminist rant. I love men. I think men are great. I think men have failed themselves and they failed us. And I'm just trying to help you out.
Are you fucking kidding me? Right there. You're trying to help men out. Men have failed themselves. You know, there's some truth to that. Men have failed themselves. That's what we do here at the Alpha Shift. We try to correct that. But Tommy, honey, sweetheart, you have failed yourself. You have failed yourself terribly. Your friends have failed themselves terribly. What I am watching here is a nonstop, slow-mo train wreck. No man is going to want this kind of a screed ever. You're cute. Somebody might want to hit that. So you're going to get the Chads, you're going to get the Tyrones, who will show you enough interest to get you in bed and give you a good dicking. Absolutely. But they won't call back, they won't make plans, and they won't make you a priority. I couldn't imagine sitting across a table from you for 15 minutes. To say nothing of dating or a relationship, or my God, you just broke off with your fiance a few months ago. Could you imagine being, guys, listening to this, could you imagine being engaged to this? Let's continue.
Quite frankly, I don't think that there are a lot of women that aren't raging feminists that don't look like Lena Dunham. They're saying these things to you. So I'm going to go ahead and say them because they need to be said. I am really so sick of my friends having to deal with trash men. I am tired of dealing with trash men. So I'm going to help you out. Make plans. So let's go through these lists again because I know y'all love a list. Number one, are you single? Number two, make a plan. Nobody wants a pen pal. We want to actually see you. If not, don't text us because it's a waste of our time and we don't want to see it on our phones. Got it? All right. Next thing, value. Okay? Value. Take that in. Just repeat it to yourself until it makes sense. Okay. If you want to date a girl that has nothing going on, then that's fine. But please do not mix in people like me and my friends who have something going on with your other girls that have nothing going on. And by nothing going on, I mean this. There is no job that is unimportant. There is no job that's not valuable or that's not worthy. It is. But if you want to mix in people like me and people like my friends who are go-getters, who work really hard, who make their own money, who are talented, skilled, ambitious, please don't mix us in with the Tatianas. We don't want to be there. If that's what you want, find them. Please, for the love of God, do not mix us in with them because we don't want to be there. And
boom, guys. This is probably the most important crux of this whole thing that I want you to get. Tommy is lecturing us to value, as she says. Value. And of course, what she means by that is value her kind of value. Value a workaholic career woman who makes a lot of money and is very proud of herself for it. Value that is what she's saying. What Tommy does not understand is that we don't value that. We don't value your career. We don't value that you have, as you say, something going on. What you are, aside from your horrific attitude, you are a massive liability. You are self-centered. You are a competitor. What are you going to put first in our marriage? What are you going to put first? Are you going to put first our home, our children, or are you more concerned about your career because you got something going on? Tommy, you guys don't know, there's an article on by Bernadette Rowe. What's the website? It didn't print out on my printout. I'll put it up on the screen. About the real reason that Tommy and her fiancé, Brandon Frick, broke off their engagement. Brandon Frick is a professional soccer player, and he's running for office in California. Of course, he's a Republican like Tommy. And they were together for a couple of years. And you get all the way to, I'm not going to read you the whole article, but at 27 years old, Tommy said she just isn't ready to settle down. She just isn't ready to settle down. So she broke off her engagement, gave back a $50,000 engagement ring because she's got something going on. So what I would say to Tommy and all of her friends, you can take your something going on and stuff it. I would rather have a girl who's more concerned with building a family and building a bond. If I'm going to date seriously, if I'm going to get married, that's what I'm going to look for. And if she's a commentator at Fox News, I don't care how much she yells at liberals, I'm not going to be interested. No man will be interested. No woman in your position in life lives happily ever after like that, Tommy. I think you know that. And you are acting like a child, and you are blaming everyone but yourself.
To five Tatianas who have nothing going on, people like me and my friends are going to be insulted by that, and there's almost really no coming back from it. So if you want that kind of a girl, the kind of girl who's just kind of happy, going through the motions of life, not really super ambitious, hasn't really found herself yet, doesn't really have a whole lot going on other than she's pretty, please just go after them, and please do not mix us in. We don't want to be there. I promise you. So value. There's a lot of women out there that I know that are my good friends who have amazing jobs, who work really hard, but who can't seem to find a decent guy, even if they go up in age 5 to 10 to 15 years, because those guys all want to be with 21-year-olds who have nothing going on. It's very unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be.
It's not unfortunate. It's sexual marketplace value. It's the nature of things. It's the order of things. That's how it works. Men with something going on want something. They want to get something out of an investment. You know, if a man's going to pair himself with a woman, he wants what only a woman or a woman is supposed to give him, which is love and support and a co-created life. I would strongly suggest, Tommy, that you maybe subscribe to Suzanne Venker's website and read a couple of her books. It's about how to be a good wife, how to be a good woman, and what that really comes down to is taking responsibility for your own self. Female submissiveness is not weakness, and it's not something that's lesser than what masculinity is. It's simply the complement to it. And when a woman is soft and feminine, she is not weak. A woman who is soft and feminine wields great power, especially over men. Men will bend over backwards and do something for a feminine woman who they find inspiring. But they won't do shit for the likes of you. That's what this rant is all about, isn't it? No one will give you the time of day. Because while you do have about one of the prettiest faces I've ever seen, your attitude is repulsive. Guys, let's see if we can get through a little bit more of this, and then I'll do some final thoughts of my own.
Be fulfilling. But I would say to the men out there, try to maybe find a woman that you can talk to, communicate with, might actually have her shit together, might actually be ambitious and have something going on or want to have something going on. I don't care what she does. She doesn't have to be on TV. She doesn't have to be a PhD. She doesn't have to be a television producer. She doesn't have to own her own company, but be ambitious and have something going on. Those women out there are going to be...
No, thank you. Women with intense career ambition They may be nice. They may make great friends, great fuck buddies. But I am not going to compete with a woman's career for her time or attention. That's just not going to happen. That doesn't mean, oh, pouty poor David. I might date her. I might fuck her. I might have a good time with her. But it's never going to go beyond that. Because you're not worth it.
A lot more fulfilling to you. You're actually going to enjoy your time. And if you actually might want a sustainable and healthy and stable relationship, that's probably the kind of girl you're going to need to find. Not the Tatianas who just want to look.
Wrong, Tommy. Wrong. In fact, they're probably going to be better off with what you're calling a Tatiana. Because the Tatiana is probably a girl who's looking for a good guy. Maybe she doesn't want to work. Maybe she wants to have babies and let the guy work and take care of the house. Take care of the household and she'll raise the kids. God forbid.
Cute and post Instagram stories. Now, I love a good Instagram story. Y'all know I do. I love a good boomerang. I love a good whatever. But if that's all you do, men, if that's all she does, probably, Houston, we have a problem. I'm just going to let you in on a little.
All right, that much we can agree on. If all she does is take Insta photos of herself, run. All right, Tommy and I can agree on one thing.
The next thing on my list is this, consistency. It really does not help me or my friends or any woman in general if you are really cool and you're really interested when you first start talking to them and then give it 3, 4, 5 days and all of a sudden you're not consistent anymore. You don't make plans. You don't really care. You kind of fade in and out. You're talking to 5 other Tatianas. Consistency is important. Now, if you want to be inconsistent and you want to ghost and you want to...
You conceited wench. He lost interest in you. His interest in you is fading. He's not inconsistent. He's just being honest.
Fall off the radar, that's fine, but I'm going to give you a pro tip. People like me and people like my friends, we aren't going to really give a shit after that. We don't really care. The F's have been given and we're kind of done. I'll tell you this from personal experience. Once I'm turned off, I am turned off and I don't care anymore because there.
The feeling is mutual.
At one point, I probably did care. At one point, my friends, they probably did care. They probably did like you because you expressed interest and maybe you were cool and maybe you were kind of fun to hang out with. But if you're not consistent and you fall off the radar, I give you maybe 1 to 2 chances to fix that because I'm a very direct communicator. Women, this is important. I will communicate to you. If your communication isn't great, I will let you know that. I will let you know that more effort is needed. But if you don't heed that warning and I have to warn you twice, I'm done at that point because I don't really care anymore. Now I'm done. Now I don't care. And I know my friends who are watching this are thinking and saying the same thing because we have these conversations on an almost daily basis. Once you turn us off, we don't care anymore. So let that be a warning to you. You're probably not going to circle back. They always come back. They always come back. But when you're ready...
Have you ever seen this kind of entitlement in your life? This self-righteous, self-aggrandizing entitlement? Tommy Lahren is extremely outspoken, and so she's probably an outlier, but this is the attitude today, guys. This is what we're dealing with. This is why so many of you are single, or maybe your relationship's ended. You know, you couldn't understand why it felt like a battleground at home. This is why. Look at this. This is a forensic examination of modern female attitudes. I'm really grateful that Tommy put this out. This is unbelievable. I mean, and everybody who's got men's issues or a MGTOW or a dating channel on YouTube and everywhere else has covered this. I mean, all the big red pill guys have already done it. I'm a little late to the party. I've been a little busy. But this is just unbelievable. And Tommy's getting a lot of backlash for it. I give her a lot of credit for taking it down at this point. I mean, she just keeps doubling down on everybody, telling men what idiots they are. God bless her. You know, you all need to see this. You all need to see it. Let's get through. There's a few minutes left. I might cut it off early. See what else we got here.
Ready to come back? I probably don't care anymore. So if you want to switch up, stay there. Pro tip. My last thing on my list is also very important. Don't be excuse my language, don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. If you have then failed and you lost a woman of value, like myself or my friends, and then we don't really care anymore, don't be a bitch. Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself, okay? And it's no longer my problem. Now it's become a personal problem of yours. So don't be a bitch. And
fair enough. I can agree with Tommy on our last point. Don't be a bitch. Final words from Tommy Lahren. Well, maybe I'm going to give you a few final words of my own. Gentlemen, don't give the time of day to any woman who would utter the words to you, don't be a bitch. Because a lady, someone with feminine energy, someone with love in her heart, someone who fundamentally cares for and loves men, simply wouldn't be capable of uttering the words, don't be a bitch. But after 5 decades of empowering women, of feminism, of telling girls that they should be independent and not need anybody, that they should put their career first and put husbands and children second, or never, this is what we get. This is what we get. This is why the marriage rate is plummeting. This is why the divorce rate is well over 50%. This is why, of the divorces that are happening all over the world, not just in America, 80% of those divorces are filed by women. And no, it's not all because men suck. Women are responsible for their own problems. Women have gone crazy. Women are entitled. They do not know how to be a good wife. They do not know how to care for and contribute and make life easier for a man. We're going to do a future episode about reports from the trenches, men talking about the embattled homes they come from and how difficult married life has become, how unsupportive it is, how it's a battlefield every day. And after, 15 minutes of Tommy Lahren, sorry if it made you want to puke going through that, now you understand why that is. Now you understand why modern married life has become impossible. Because you're in constant combat. It's kind of like the political situation today, of which Tommy is so plugged into. It's a war. Our home lives and our love have become a war zone. There isn't giving. There isn't caring about the other. And you know what? Men have got their problems too. While women have been put up on a pedestal and told, you go, girl. You don't need to be dependent on any man. Men have been somewhat put to the side, and now we're checking out. We have the MGTOW movement. We have pickup artists. We have, we have guys who are, putting off adulthood pretty much their entire lives, playing video games and doing God knows what all, because they just don't give a shit anymore. Because there's nothing to work for. There's nothing to yearn for. Napoleon Hill, in his classic tome, Think and Grow Rich, chapter 11, The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, it's all about sexual energy, transmuting it, your horniness into something constructive. He says in that chapter, man's greatest desire is to please woman. Man's desire to please woman is what has erected skyscrapers, is what has built fortunes, laid down roads, created civilizations, built dynasties. The desire to please woman. And most men I know today have no desire to please any woman. The attitude is, I'm walking away. So there's plenty of blame to go around, Tommy. Plenty of blame to go around. And the only way out, the only way to begin is to take responsibility for your own life and for your own part in all of this. So to my Alpha Shift guys, to wrap up, our mission, my mission to help you is to start taking responsibility for yourself. Not to get into a self-righteous blame game. Not to point fingers and say, look at what idiots modern women are, like Tommy Lahren. Kind of feel bad for her. That's not going to do us any good either. We need to look at this entire mess. Get a good sense of the context. Step back, look at the whole picture. See where we fit into it and see what we can start to do to improve our own place in it. Start to change what we are putting forth. Because you'll get, when you put out the vibe of what you want, when you start becoming the kind of man who would get a good woman who wants to be supportive, you'll attract that. It still exists in the world. Maybe a little more rare than it used to be, but it still exists. If Tommy Lahren would put a damn sock in her mouth, learn the real dynamics between masculine and feminine and how utterly masculine, toxic masculine she is, maybe she would start learning how to behave differently, think differently, be more open and loving-hearted toward men. And then she might start seeing a very different result in her life. I doubt Tommy's going to have that awareness. I don't mean to be negative, but I just don't see it happening for her. But if she could, she could change course. Going on an internet rant, calling men stupid and telling them they're worthless, whatever, will endear her to no one. She is even getting backlash from women on this one. Blaming, anger, gets you nothing but more of the same. So here at the Alpha Shift, we are taking responsibility for our own lives and our own part in the situations that we create. We are creating ourselves anew. We are becoming men who are free of the need for a specific outcome. We are complete in and of ourselves. We are settled and at peace in and of ourselves. We have the feelings that we want to have, the approval, the love. We give it to ourselves. We have the complete lives that we've always yearned for now. There's no external circumstance or relationship that's going to make you special or make you happy or make your dreams come true. That comes from within. And we're going to go into that in the new course that's in production now. So I got to get back to moving the Alpha Shift over to some new servers and moving the business around and get this course done for you guys. I would love it if you would leave me some comments. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Let me know what burning questions you have, what you would like to see done in future episodes. And we will get that handled. For now, this is David Kruger with the Alpha Shift on a hot August afternoon, bidding you adieu.